Altogether, the Acropolis and the very ambitious building programs of the rural sanctuaries of Attica, by the time of the Peloponnesian War, had transformed Athens architecturally really into the showcase of the Greek world. And Pericles was not exaggerating when he made that point, but the point I wish to stress foremost is this was the achievement of the Athenian democracy. These represented the buildings of the demos, of the assembly. They were not the donations of aristocrats. They were not the monumental buildings put up by a tyrant. They were instead the civic monuments of an assembly. And there was an important difference in that, which marked Athens off from other city-states. The same can also be said of Athenian achievements in other areas. And again, these achievements in literature are so widely accepted by most of us that we simply assume that it's general to Greek civilization, or at least general to classical Greek civilization. This is the area of drama, of philosophy, or what I should call more likely, more correctly, a moral philosophy, not cosmology, which characterized early Greek thought, dealing with the cosmos and how did the universe come to be, but moral philosophy, the questions of right and wrong, moral good, and issues of that nature, and ultimately even history itself as a discipline. In all of these areas, the Athenian democracy provided the setting and the means for these types of literary genres not only to emerge but flourish. And they were peculiar to Athens, more than we realize sometimes. Let's take drama for a moment. And that includes both tragedy and comedy. All Greek city-states had ritual dramas associated with a religious performance. Usually, Athenian drama is associated with such religious performances connected to the god Dionysus, who is the god of ecstasy, the god of expression. And the dramas initially were religious-style dramas that commented on the god or the legends of associated with Dionysus. One of the best later dramas on that is Euripides' Bacchae, which chronicles the actual development of the cult, or at least the legendary development of the cult. But Athenian drama quickly transcended this. And in 536-535 BC, at the time of the Pisistratid tyranny, we get a report that a man named Thespis won first prize for a drama. A drama that involved not only the ritual retelling of a myth, but also had an actor. An actor who spoke with the chorus. We're not sure of the specifics. But from that point on, starting with the dramatists of the early democracy, a literary form developed in which actors stood in front of a scaena, that is a scene or a background, in a natural declivity, which came in time to be a theater, as we understand it, a Greek-style theater with seats and an orchestra in front, in which the actors engaged in an agon, a contest, a debate, and the chorus increasingly stood on the side, usually in the orchestra, providing comment or background, but the central event was the debate, the verbal contest going on among the actors. First, there were two actors, eventually there were three. Sophocles added the third actor as a normal feature in Athenian production. The stories could take a tragic tone, that is, they could involve great figures of the past, such as the Oresteia, which I discussed earlier, dealing with the House of Agamemnon as a way of looking at the evolution of justice, or the plays of Sophocles associated with Thebes, with Oedipus and his family, or they could take a comic tone. The brilliant comedian best known to us is Aristophanes, in which he would spoof not only mythological issues, but current issues, very specific issues of Athenian politics, law, justice. There were no laws on censorship. There were no laws on libel. And therefore, Aristophanes had free rein to criticize anyone and anything he so wished to do. This development to a drama so that today we can take an Athenian tragedy or comedy and produce it, even if we try to produce it in its original form where it was probably rather stylized like Japanese kabuki, or we update it in a more modern setting, we can take Attic or Athenian drama, perform it, and appreciate it as drama in a way that we probably could never do for the other types of rituals performed in Greek theaters, and certainly not for the type of ritual dramas that have come down to us from the Near East. Our notion of drama, that contest and debate, in which actors are involved in some kind of self-revelation, who suffer, endure, and in so doing learn to use the Aristotelian definition of drama, that is an achievement of the Athenian democracy. And the Athenian delight in the verbal acrobatics that went on in these tragedies and these comedies. And the language is spectacular.